Today's daf is Shabbos daf lamed ches, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf lamed ches amid beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yichil Yosef ben Sara, Henech Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Ben Tzion ben Hadassa Chasya, Leia Bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Rifol Zalman Hillel ben Zcharia and Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss halachos related to Bishul. So Perakira began with the Issed Rabbanon of Shia and the Issed Rabbanon of Chazara. The Mishnah is going to continue and discuss halachos of Bishul, albeit not your prototypical Bishul. Says the Mishnah, "A noisnim beitza b'tzad hamecham b'shvil shetiskadol." A person's not allowed to put a raw egg next to something very, very hot so that the egg will cook because of its proximity to this mecham. So you're not cooking the egg directly on a fire. Rather, you're putting it b'tzad hamecham. The mecham itself is being heated by fire, but the egg is not directly on top of something which is on the fire. Says the Mishnah, the halacha is you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'lo yafkieno b'sudarin. Additionally, the halacha is that if you have a sudar, a handkerchief that was out in the sun and it became very, very hot, so hot that you could fry an egg on it, says the Mishnah, lo yafkiyena, you're not allowed to break the egg on top of this sudar and cook it. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi Mater is going back on the second of the two halachas. In other words, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to cook an egg bitzad hamecham. You're also not allowed to crack an egg on a sudar that was out in the sun and cook it that way. Rabbi Yossi Mater is on the second halacha, on lo yafkiyena b'sudarim. Rabbi Yossi agrees, however, that ein noisnim beitza bitzad another halacha, you're not allowed to put an egg or any food inside sand that's really hot or into dust that's really, really hot to cause the egg to cook. So again, another halacha where you're cooking an egg in unconventional ways, says the Mishnah, that too is something you're not allowed to do. Notice it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Mater on that halacha, so it would seem that Rabbi Yossi would agree that that's going to be us. It says the Mishnah, I said there was a story, also on Shei Tveria, that the Anshei Tveria did the following. They took cold water, they ran it through a pipe, and the pipe itself went into an amma, a large body of water that was very, very hot. The reason they did this was because they wanted hot water, but the natural hot water that they had was dirty. So they wanted to bathe in hot water. This is Tveria, so think Chamei Tveria. But the Chamei Tveria apparently were dirty, so they didn't want to bathe in it. So what they did was they used the Chamei Tveria to heat water that they had. That water that they were heating was clean water, and then they bathe in the clean water rather than bathe directly in the Chamei Tveria. So that's what the Anshei Tveria did. Amar l'chacham, the Chacham told them, in the Shabbos, if you did this on Shabbos, kechamin shulcham u'b'Shabbos, we're going to look at this water as water that was heated on Shabbos. What's the halacha with water that was heated on Shabbos? V'asurim b'rechitzu b'shti. You're not allowed to bathe in that water. You're not even allowed to drink the water. In b'yantiv, if you did it on yantiv, then kechamin shulcham u'b'yantiv. We're going to look at that water that was heated on Yantif, asurim b'rechitza, you're not allowed to bathe on water that was heated on Yantif, but umutarim b'shtiyah, you'd be allowed to drink the water. Regardless, the Gemara is going to explain in the second part of the daf exactly what the story of the Anshei Tveria was, but for now, we have the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a few halachas, all related to unconventional cooking. The example that the Mishnah uses is an egg, is a beitza. The first halacha in the Mishnah was, you're not allowed to take a beitza and put a bitzad hamecham. And the metzias is important, not the exact metzias, but the principle of the metzias. A mecham is something that's heated because it was on fire. So a mecham is on fire. As a result, this mecham is very, very hot. And now you're going to use the mecham, which itself became hot through the medium of fire, to roast an egg. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. It doesn't seem that anybody argues. Then the Mishnah brought a second case, which was the subject of a machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. The Mishnah said, lo yafkiyena b'stara. You're not allowed to take a sudar. A sudar is some sheet that was out in the sun. As a result, it's very hot. It's so hot that you can crack an egg and actually scramble an egg on it. Says the Mishnah, could you do that on Shabbos? The Chachamim say no. Lo yafkiyena b'sudar. Rabbi Yossi mater. Rabbi Yossi says you can. And again, what's the difference between the mecham and the sudar? The difference is that the mecham was heated through fire, whereas the Suda was heated through the sun. The last halacha that the Mishnah discussed that's pertinent to this is lo yat minena b'chol u'bavak tzarachim. You're not allowed to take an egg and put it inside dirt that was heated by the sun. And here too, it would seem that Rabbi Yossi is in agreement. The Mishnah does not say Rabbi Yossi mata. Zok digimar ibay luhu gilkol mai. Going back to the first halach of the Mishnah, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to put an egg b'tzad hamecham b'shvil shetis galgal. You're not allowed to roast an egg using something that was heated because of the fact that it was on fire. Says the Gemara, what if you would do that? Would you be chayiv chatas or would you not be chayiv chatas? Meaning, is that bishul deiraisa? Or is that not Bishol Dai Raisa? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Gilgul Chayiv Chatas. If you would do that, you'd be Chayiv Chatas. Meaning it's considered Bishol Dai Raisa. Amar Marbrei de Ravino. Marbrei de Ravino said, Afanan Amitonino. We know this from where? From the following halacha. And this is a halacha that's discussed in the end of the Masechta, L'kamon. Anything that was in hot water before Shabbos, so the Metzius is there was certain food that was very, very salty. It was so salty that it couldn't be eaten unless it was first soaked in water. So without soaking this food, you weren't able to eat it. The Gemara has a discussion whether or not you're allowed to soak this food on Shabbos, or you're not allowed to soak the food on Shabbos. You're not cooking the food on Shabbos, you're soaking it on Shabbos. The reason it would be aser is because being that even after you cook it, you wouldn't eat it unless you soaked it, so the soaking of it is viewed as the Gemar HaBishul, and maybe it would be aser on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says as follows. Anything that was already put into hot water before Shabbos, then show your noise of the Shabbos. You're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Meaning, if this is not the first round of soaking, you can do it on Shabbos. If, however, you didn't put it yet into hot water before Shabbos, you didn't soak it in hot water, then you're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos. However, madicha noise of the Shabbos. But you're allowed to rinse it. Rinsing is a little bit less than soaking. So, being that it wasn't soaked before Shabbos, you can't soak it on Shabbos because that first soaking is the Gemar HaBishul. It constitutes Bishul on some level, but at the same time, Madichin Oysa B'Shabbos, Chutz Min HaMaliach Yashen, the Kulyas HaSpanim, with the exception of two foods, the Maliach Yashen, the Kulyas HaSpanim, these were fish that were very, very salty. The halacha is that you're not even allowed to rinse it on Shabbos. And the reason is, Shadachos and Zui Gemar Malachtin, because by rinsing it, that's the Gemar Malacha. What we need here is not the Metzias, the hot water, the cold water, we just want one thing. Shmami, no, you know what you see from here? That Mishnah is discussing Bishul De'Oraisa. And you see that if someone just is goymer the preparation of a certain food, even if he does it by soaking it in water, even if he does it by rinsing it in water, it would constitute bishul deiraisa. So the Gemara's argument is that I don't think roasting an egg b'tzad hamecham should be any worse than soaking a salty fish on Shabbos. What would be the havamina that when you put an egg b'tzad hamecham, even though it's aser, it should be asmid rabban and not asmid eraisa, because you did it somewhat unconventionally. Maybe the definition of bishul is when you cook it in a conventional manner. But if you do it in a somewhat unconventional manner, even if it's aser, the Mishnah says it's aser, but maybe it's asmid rabban, maybe it's not going to be asmid eraisa. So the Gemara says that I see from the fact that even if you soak something, it could be considered bishul mid eraisa. So what do you see from there? That merely completing the production of it and the preparation of it, that in and of itself is enough for it to be considered Bishul Deiraisa. So if that would be enough for it to be considered Bishul Deiraisa, there's no reason then the first case of the Mishnah of a noisnim beitza b'tzad amecham b'shvushat his galgal shouldn't be Bishul Deiraisa. V'lo yafkiyeno b'sudarim. The next halacha of the Mishnah was really a machloik is Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim. And that is, are you allowed to crack an egg in a sudar that's so very, very hot? How did it get hot? That's important. What's the source of the heat? The sun. It was out in the sun. As a result, it became very hot. So hot that you can crack an egg on it and actually cook the egg. The shayla was, could you do that or could you not do that? Chum said, you're not allowed. Rabbi Yosi said, you're allowed. It says, the Gemara, now we're into the Mishnah. No, it's in tafshel l'teichabar. B'shvul sheyei shomer. You're allowed to put a tafshel inside a pit on Shabbos so that it will be protected. Then nothing will happen to the tafshel. The Gemara later, this is also the Kaman daf kuf mem vav on this. So the previous Gemara is the Kaman daf 145. This is daf 146. And the Gemara over there asks, what's the chiddush? Why would you think you're not allowed to put a tafshel inside a bar? But we'll wait for Daf Kuf Mem Vav to see pshat of that. This will be allowed to take water that's good and put it into water that's dirty to cool it off. That's fine. What you're not allowed to, and the final thing is, and that's really what's negeya our Gemara, is v'esat soining b'chama b'shvil she'ichama. You're allowed to take cold water, put it into hot water so that it will heat up. Says the Gemara, le'mi Rav Yosi v'le'mi Rabbanu. Now, at first glance, it would seem that maybe this is going according to Rav Yosi, it's not going according to Rabbanu. Again, what did the last thing of the Mishnah say? V'esat soining b'chama b'shvil she'ichama. You're allowed to take something cold and put it out in the chama. The chama is not hot water. The chama is the sun. So you better leave it out in the sun. Bishvil sheyechamu. Now, really, in our Mishnah, it sounds like it's a machloikis whether you're allowed to cook something in the sun. The Mishnah was discussing a suda that was out in the sun. As a result, became very hot. Are you allowed to crack an egg on it? The Tana Kama, the Chachamim said, lo yafkeinu besudarim. Rabbi Yosi was mati. Here you have a mefurish Mishnah later, daf kuf mevav amidbeis. You're allowed to take something tsoinein, leave it out in the sun, bishvil sheyechamu. So it says the Gemara, at first glance, it sounds like Rabbi Yosi Shito. So the Gemara says, does that mean that that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi and not the Rabbanon? Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, no. And this statement that Rav Nachman's about to make is really a segue to a lot of festerade that's negayim many sugis and shas, but for now what it's going to do is at the very least clarify the Mishnah. Said Rav Nachman, this is the rule, this is going to explain the Mishnah later, this will explain the Mishnah that we just learned. Everybody agrees you're allowed to cook something in the sun. So if it's a really, really hot day, you take an egg outside, you expose it to the sun, and it starts cooking, it's mutter. There's no problem. There's no iser to cook something in the sun. If you're going to cook something not directly on fire, but from something that became hot because that thing was directly on fire, meaning not on ur, but what the Gemara is going to call toldosar. Something that's a tolder from an ur. It's a tolder. It's the child of the ur. It somehow was yoinik. It's heat. It got its heat from fire. Everybody agrees that it's going to be us. Keep pligi. You know what the machlekes Rabbeis and the Chachamim is. But toldosacham. Something that you're cooking now, not directly in the sun, not on fire, not something that became hot through fire, but something that became hot through exposure to the sun, like the case in the Mishnah, where you have the Suda that was out in the sun, it became very hot. There's the machlekes. Marasav, the Gazrin, told us Chama Atu, told us Chama say it's Aser, because even though, why should told us Chama be any worse than the Chama? If the Chama itself is Mutter, why would the told of the Chama be Mutter? This is called Yafa Kayach HaBen, Mikayach HaAv. But the Gemara says, no, it's because of Gzeira. If you cook something in the sun, there's no gzera you may cook something in your kitchen. The sun and your kitchen are very different. But if you're going to take a sudr that became hot because it was exposed to the sun and cook, how do people know that it became exposed to the sun, maybe became exposed to fire? So there already makes sense to make a gzera. Told us Cham and told us Zara, very similar. That's the Cham Shita. Marsava, Loigazrinan, whereas Rabbi Yosi holds, they didn't make a gzera. And that's why, even though told us Ar is Asa, but told us Chama is going to be Mutter. In other words, what the Gemara said is, there's the conventional way to cook and there's three other ways. You can cook bechama, you can cook betoldas ar, you can cook betoldas chama. Bechama, everybody agrees is mutter. Betoldas ar, everybody agrees is aser. Betoldas chama, that's a machlokes Rav Yosi in the Chacham. According to Chacham, it's going to be aser. According to Rav Yosi, it's going to be mutter. So how does that relate to our Mishnah? So let's go back to our Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah was, Ein noisnim beitza betzad hamecham b'shvul shetizgagel. You're not allowed to cook an egg betzad hamecham. The mecham is toldas ar. Because the mecham is really, really hot. It's able to cook. But you know why it's so hot? Because it was on the fire. So being that it's told the sword, there's no Rav Yosi matter on the first halacha of the Mishnah. Everybody holds its asa. Even though it's unconventional, the Gemara says, Gilgal Mai, Shma Mina, that it's a melacha, da'iraisa, yechayiv chatas, kara skila for it. But there's no Rav Yosi matter because it's told the sar. Nobody argues by told the sar. What was the next line in the Mishnah? V'layafki ene b'sedarim Rav Yosi matter. What would be if it became hot not because of fire, but rather because of chama? That's where the machloikis Rav Yosi and the chachamim. What's the machloikis? Told the chama. What's the shaila? Are we geyser told the chama? Atu told the sar. We're not geyser told the chama. Atu told the sar. The third halach is the Mishnah lekamon daf kuf mevavam ebeis, where the Mishnah said you're allowed to take tsoinein, leave it out in the chama b'shvil sheyechamu. Why aren't you worried about Bishul? And nobody seems to argue there. Everybody agrees it's mutter. The answer is yeah. Why is that different than our Mishnah? Is that Mishnah only going according to Rabbi Yosi? The answer is no. There it's different because there it's in the Chama directly. And if it's being cooked by the Chama directly, there's no reason to be Goyzer Chama Atu Or or Chama Atu Togasar. For that reason, over there, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be mutter, says the Gemara. V'lo yat minena b'chol. So stating that, everything that we just said is an introduction to the next Gemara. Because what was the next line of the Mishnah? V'lo yat minena b'chol. Ubavak derachim b'shvil shetitzale. You're not allowed to take an egg and put it, miloshen hatmana, hide it, inside sand or inside dirt, in the event that the sand and the dirt is so hot, if your kavanah of doing this is to roast the egg. Now, at first glance, you would say, that what should the halacha be in that case? So how did the choil, how did Avak Drachim become ha? It was outside. It was out in the sun. This is what's known in the vernacular as told the Chama. Told the Chama, we just said, is machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Lo yafkeinu besudarim, Rabbi Yossi mata. So really, at first glance, this should be toloi in the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Stating that, there's no Rabbi Yossi. Faith the Gemara, Philip, like, nami Rabbi Yossi, but how come Yossi didn't argue in that case? What's the difference between lo yafkeinu besudarim, where Rabbi Yossi was mata, and the next halach of lo yakminenu b'chol, who bavak drachim eshloshatitzalu, where Rabbi Yossi was mata? So it says the Gemara, two pshatim. Rabbi says, Xerishim yatnim b'remes. You know what the difference is? In the case of lo yafkeinu besudarim, you just cracked an egg on top of a sudar. The egg wasn't hidden, it wasn't wrapped in anything. You just cracked an egg the way you would on a frying pan. Over there, Rabbi Yossi holds its mutter. The next case is lo yatminenu. You're doing hatmana. You're actually wrapping it in something. Over there, it's aser. Meaning, the difference between the two cases, the reason Rabbi Yossi was matter in the first case, not in the second case, is not the source of the heat. The source of the heat in both cases is the chama. It's toldos chama. Rabbi Yossi shita is what it is by toldos chama. He holds its mutter. The difference between the two cases is, were you matmin or were you not matmin? In the first case, it's lo yafkienu. The second case, emphasis on atmana. Now, what's the difference? Why is atmana different? So, Rabbi said, I'll tell you why. There's a whole parak in Masech to Shabbos. The next parak talks about halachas of atmana. You're not allowed to be matmin something in a dovra moisef hevel. You're not allowed to be matmin something in remetz, in coals. Why? As in the first sugya of the parak. But either way, Rabbi said the reason Rabbi Yossi over there agrees is for a different reason. It's gzeira shemayatne beremetz. Meaning, the halach of lo yatminenu b'chol b'avak drachim b'shvul shatitzala, according to the Chachamim, is pashit. It's no different. Lo yafkeinu besudarim. It's told ascham. It's also according to Rabbi Yossi, told ascham is really not a problem. The reason this is a problem is gzeira mishum yatmin b'remetz. It's related to the halach of atman. Rabbi Yossi, said a different reason. It's for gzeira, but a different gzeira. Shemayis is off of mimkayim. We're afraid that while you're being matmin this egg outside, you may take some dirt and actually dig it out of the ground. You're going to be chayfer guma, Rashi says. And to dig on Shabbos is a problem. Why is chayfer guma a problem on Shabbos? It's actually a malacha de raisa. Some say it's aser mishum chayfer. It's considered plowing. It's a tolda of plowing. Some say it's aser mishum boina. You're creating a ditch. But either way, it involves a malacha de raisa. The reason Rabbi Yossi was matir is not, again, the reason Rabbi Yossi said it's aser, even though it's told us chamas for a different reason. It's nothing to do with the bishul. It's just the gzeira. We're worried that it may come to be chayfer gumas. According to Rabbi, the reason Rabbi Yossi holds it's aser lo yatminenu b'chol b'avak drachim. Agam, it's told us chamas. Rabbi Yossi is matir told us chamas. Doesn't make the gzeira told us chamas to told us chamas. Is gzeira shem yatmin b'remetz. According to Rav Yosef, it's a concern that you may come to be chayf for guman. Whereas, maybe now is there an afkumina? Yeah, it can be now. What would be if you have very loose dirt? So there is no concern that you may be chayf for guman. You have to be chayf for guman if you have hard dirt. You need a shovel. You have to dig. Over here, you have afeti chayach. So there's no concern that you're gonna come to be chayf for guman. So if the reason it's us is like Rav Yosef because of you may come to be chayf for guman, you're not gonna be chayf for guman in this case. If the reason it's us is shema yatman beremes, at the end of the day, you're being matmin it, and as a result, it's atman. It's gonna be a problem. Freik tigmar akash. You're allowed to be megalgal a beitza on top of a roof that's very, very hot. So this roof became hot because it was very hot outside. Now this is important because you're not being megalgal the egg using the heat of the sun. You're being megalgal the egg using the heat of the roof that became hot as a result of its exposure to the sun. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said that's something you're allowed to do. If you have lime, however, that's very, very hot, so there the halach is you're not allowed to be megalgal. Now what's the difference? Why could you be megalgal on a bait, on a gag reseach, but you can't be megalgal on sid reseach? The difference is that gag became hot, machmas techamo. The sid, the lime, Rashi says, became hot because it was exposed to ar. It was exposed to fire. Meaning, the reishas told us chama, the seifas told us ar. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you're allowed to be mevashel and told us chama. You're not allowed to be mevashel and told us ar. Who does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold like? Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. That's important. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Bishlav the Mandam Gzeir Shem Yatmin Biremet. Bishlav according to the Mandam that says that the reason Rabbi Yossi was maskim lo yatmin ane b'chol b'avak drachim b'shvol shatitzol. It's told the scham. So why did Rabbi Yossi hold the tzasser? It's because of Gzeir you may come to do atmano. So I understand why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds megalgul and beitz al gabi reseach. Because there's no Gzeir over there. Like a lemigzer. You're not doing hatmana. So if you're not doing hatmana, so what's it similar to? Which case of the Mishnah? Lo yafkeinu b'sudarim. In that case, Rabbi Yosi was mad. Elam adam b'nei shemeis is often b'mkoymoi. But according to Rabbi Yosi, it says the reason Rabbi Yosi holds that it's aser to do hatmana b'chol b'avak drach has nothing to do with the hatmana piece, but rather it's because of gzeira. You may come to be choy for guma. If that's the case, the gazer, you should make the gzeira, because the Gemara's assumption is that on the roof you have sand. So if you have roof on the sand on the roof, even though you're not doing hatmana, but there's a gzeira, you may come to do hatmana. Meaning, bishlam in the case of the Mishnah, lo yafkienu bistarim, you're cooking it on a sudar. A sudar, there's no offer. You're doing it on a sudar. You're doing it on a cloth, on a sheet. So there's no gezera of Shema Yaz's offer mimikoimai. But in Rab Shimon ben Gamliel's case, there is, because it's on a roof. So if it's on a roof, even though you didn't do the hatmana, if there's a gezera of Shema Yaz's offer mimikoimai, it should be also. So the Gemara's kash is, why did Rab Shimon ben Gamliel hold Migalgal and Beitz al Gabi Rezech? Clearly he holds like Rab Yosi. He told this Cham is not a problem. But why is it not like Loyat Minan Bechol Bavak Derochim? So according to the pshat, that lo yatminenu b'chol avak drachim is because of the hatmanos. In this case, it's not hatmano. It's similar to the case of lo yafkeinu b'sudar. That's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds its mutter, because Rabbi Yosef would also hold its mutter in this case. But according to Rabbi Yosef, that the reason lo yatminenu is a problem is not because of the hatmano per se, but rather it's because there's a concern you may come to be choy for guma. So l'chura over here, you have the same concern. And for the Gemara, there's no concern. Stam gag, less pay offer. No, you're assuming that a gag has offer on it. It's not true. It's a false assumption. Stam gag has no offer. So if there's no offer, therefore there's no concern. If you're doing it in Chol Avak Drachim, the Rabbi Yosi doesn't have a problem. He's worried that you may be Chay for Guma. But if you do it on a roof there's no Chay for Guma, so the rooftop is not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, Toshma. I'll bring you a raya to one of the two tzadim, Rabba and Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah, at the very end, mysteriously told a story. So it's not often a Mishnah tells a story. Usually if a Mishnah tells a story, it flows. You understand the punchline of the story. This story that the Mishnah told is a very important story, l'halacha, as we'll see more in tomorrow's daf. But for now, the Gemara is struggling a little bit to understand what was the purpose of the story. So what was the story again? Ma'aseh she'asu anshei Tveria. The anshei Tveria did the following. They had the chami Tveria, which we're all familiar with, and the chami Tveria were very geshmak. The problem is the water was dirty, and they didn't always want to bathe in the water. So what they did was, before Shabbos, they ran a pipe of cold water, and over the course of Shabbos and Yom Tov, it would run through the chami Tveria. The cold water would get hot, it would absorb the heat of the chami Tveria, and that was good water. So Chama said, you can't touch that water. Or, at the very least, that water is treated like water that was heated on Shabbos, heated on Yom Tov. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because really they got the ball rolling before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. It's similar to a shahiyah, where they started it before Shabbos, it just happened on its own on Shabbos. But that was the chiddush of the Chachamim. Chama said that we view this as if you did it on Shabbos. What's the halacha if you heat water on Shabbos? So you can't bathe in it, you can't drink it. What's the halacha if you eat water on Yom Tov? You can't bathe in it, but you are allowed to drink it. Now this is clearly related to something that the Mishnah talked about. Now the Mishnah talked about cooking eggs in unconventional ways. B'tzad HaMeichem, which is told us are, B'sudarim, which is told as Chama. Then you had the last case of Layat Minan B'chol B'Avak Drachim. It must be related to something, right? So the Gemara's assumption is that being that the Maisa was brought at the very end of the Mishnah, it's probably related to the last halacha of the Mishnah. What was the last halacha of the Mishnah? Layat Minan B'chol U'Bavak Drachim Bishvil Shatitzol. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Maisa Shalzan Chitveva Yusin Shalzan Zechama Shalchamin Bishlam in the Mandam Xer Shem Yatman Bishlamet Bishlam according to the Mandam that says that the reason Rabbi Yosi was moed in that last case is because he felt that it's Hatmana, even though it's not your classic Hatmano, but it's a little bit Hatmano. Hainu de Damila Hatmano. So I understand why the Gemara, or why the Mishnah brought this story. The Mishnah was trying to bring a case of a Hatmano that the Chachamim went ahead and the Chachamim were geyser. The Chachamim said that this is going to be a problem. Now, to understand this a little bit better, the Chami Tveria is technically like Chama as far as this sugya is concerned, because the Chami Tveria is not heated from fire, right? You don't cook and boil the chamit feria. It's boiled naturally. So it's similar to the chama, which would then mean that really the water that became hot through the chamit feria should be treated like toldas chama. So what the Mishnah is saying is that even though we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim regarding toldas chama, but lo yatminenu b'chol b'avak drachim, and even Rabbi Yosi agrees, like the Gemara was medayik, says the Mishnah, I'll bring you a story to prove that. Rabbi Yosi agreed. Well, again, why did Rabbi Yosi agree? Because of the Hatmana component. That means Hatmana in Toldas Chama is going to be a problem. So I have a riot to it from the case of the Chami Tveria. It must have been Hatmana. It was Betoldas Chama, because the Chami Tveria is not fire. And as a result, you see it was a problem. So it's very geschmack why the Chachamim said it was a problem, and it's also very gishmak why the Mishnah brought it, and also the placement of it in the Mishnah is good. It's a segue. It's related to the last line of the Mishnah. But according to the Manama that says that the reason Rabbi Yossi holds lo yakmin ebechav akdrach has nothing to do with the hatmana. It's related to a gzeira mishum chayfer guma because of the dirt. It has nothing to do with the lo yakminena part. Emphasis not on lo yakminena. Emphasis on choyl and avak derachim. If that's the case, mayikil ameimer. What shayches? What does the story of Anshei Tveria have to do with gzeira of mishum chayfer guma? And for the Gemara, misavis maisa Tveria seifa kai. You're making a big assumption. You're assuming, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah brought the story of the Maisa with the Anshei Tveria to explain the last line of the Mishnah. I mean that has nothing to do with being Chayfer Guma, it is related to Atmana, so it sounds like a Raya to Rabbis Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, not a Raya to Rabbi Yossi Pshat in the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat. A Seifa Ka, a Reisha Ka, really it's going back on the Reisha. Which Reisha? The case where Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham argued, the case of Toldos Chama where it wasn't Hatmana, it wasn't Bechol Babak Drachim. So there the halacha was if somebody fries an egg in a Suder, which is Toldos Chama, the Chachamim say it's a problem, Rabbi Yossi said it's Mutter. The Hachakam of the Rabbanon Rabbi Yossi, and this is the way you read the story, that the Rabbanon told Rabbi Yossi, I have a raya from a Maisa, a Maisa, the Anshei Tveri, the Toldos Chama, right? Anshei Tveri is Toldos Chama, because this water was heated from the Chami Tveri. That's like Toldos Chama. The Asrilu Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon said it's a problem. See, you see from here that told us Cham is a problem. That was the time. And nothing to do with Hatmana. Because Hatmana, there, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's related to Mipnei Shemezes of Mim Goyman. There's no Chayfer Gum in the case of the Chamit Fer. It was related to the basic Shail of Toldos Chama. The Chacham told Rabbi Yosef, how could you tell me Toldos Chama is Mutter? I have a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya from the Anshei Tveria. Amaluhu. And you know what Rabbi Yosef told the Chacham? Hahu Toldos Arho. You're assuming Chamit Tveria is Toldos Chama. It's not Toldos Chama. It's really Toldos Ar. The Chalfi Apischa de Gehenna. Because the Chamit Tveria are very hot. And you know why they're so hot? Because they get their heat from Gehenna. And you know, was brent in Gehenna? Spread a fire in Gehenna. So this is Toldos Ar. It's a false assumption. The reason Chamit Tveria was a problem, the Chum had an issue, not because it was Toldos Cham, it was Toldos Ar. You're making a mistake. Amar Rav Chizda said, Mimaisesh also Anshei Tveria Vasul Rabbanon, from that story of Anshei Tveria, Batla Hatmana Bedavra Moisef Hevel. This is a makar that you're not allowed to do Hatmana Bedavra Moisef Hevel. So at first glance, Rav Chizda must hold that the reason it was a problem with the Anshei Tveria was because of Hatmana, which is the first pshat in what the Gemara had, why the Mishnah brought the story with the Anshei Tveria. And if you see the Chum had a problem with it, that means Hatmana B'Dovra Moisef Hevel is going to be a problem, even if you do the Hatmana B'Oid Yoim. Tosfos, the top Tosfos, asks a bombekasha that we'll revisit in the next parrot, and that is, it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah, that Hatmana B'Dovra Moisef Hevel is also. We had it already in Perek with Memad Likin. So Rav Chizda said that somehow this story of the Anshei Tveria taught us this halacha. This is an old halacha that predates the story of the Anshei Tveria. Either way, Omar Ula said that even though the Chachamim told the Anshei Tveria they weren't happy with what they did, but halacha ka Anshei Tveria, the halacha is like the Anshei Tveria. Amar Rav Nachman said, it's a little too late. Kvar tovrinu Anshei Tveria l'silu nayo. A day later and a dollar short. You should have told us this yesterday. He said they already broke their pipes, they threw it all out, so it would have been very nice had the Anshei Tveria known that they were right and the Chachamim's macha Shabbos, you know, against them was wrong. But Rav Nachman said, so the bottom line is what do we have over here? We had a Mishnah where the Mishnah discussed halachos of cooking on Shabbos where the cooking is being done unconventionally. We had a machloikis Rabbi Yosi Nachachom, we had a bunch of different cases. We had another Mishnah, the Kamon, Daf Kufman, Vava, Mebeis, and really, if you put it all together, in summation, what we have is this three different levels. There's if somebody cooks, not conventionally, meaning not in a pot on a fire, but rather using something that became hot because it was exposed to fire. So it's not directly on the fire, but it's from something that came from fire. What the Gemara calls told us, everybody holds that's Asar and Shabbos. It's an Issa de Raisa, Skila Karis Chatas. If somebody would cook directly in the sun, everybody would hold its mutter. Where there was a machlokes Rav Yosi and the Chachamim is if somebody cooks using something that became hot because it was exposed to the sun. The roof, the choil, the avak derachim, the sudder. What would be the halacha over there? Machlokes Rav Yosi and the Chacham. The Chachamim hold Toldos Chama is aser. What do you mean? Cham itself is mutter. How could Toldos Chama be worse? Oh, because Toldos Chama you can confuse with Toldos Ar. You're not going to confuse the Chama with Toldos Ar. Rav Yosi holds mutter. Rav Yosi holds that Toldos Chama is gerim mutter. Stating that in the Mishnah we saw that Rav Yosi agrees that you're not allowed to wrap an egg in choil and avak derachim that became hot through the sun. The question is, why not? Why are you not allowed to do that? So that was already machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi, it's related to Hatmana. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's because of the gzera that you may come to be chayfer guma. The other thing we saw was the Mishnah then brought up a Maisa Shahayach Kachaya with the Anshei Tveri, which will be the part of the next daf, where the Anshei Tveri, they went, they ran a pipe of cold water through hot water, and Chama had a problem with it, and it seems like everybody agreed it was an Ishtar. Even Rabbi Yossi, nobody in the world would hold that it would be Mutter. And the question was, what does that have to do with the Mishnah? So the Gemara, really, what emerged is this two pshat in how you could understand it. According to Rabbah, that says that when the Mishnah said, Lo yatminan b'chol bavak t'rochem b'shul shatitzalah, it was coming to teach me a halacha that you're not allowed to do atmana b'davra moysef hevel. So it was brought as support to that idea that there's a concept of an issa hatmana mi ba'ayyan. Now, isn't that a sugya later? It is a sugya later, but we'll deal with that later. But for now, that was the pshat. It was going on the last line of the Mishnah, Lo yatminan b'chol bavak t'rochem. The other pshat is, this was the Chachamim's raya to their shita that you're not allowed to be mevashel but told eschama, because the Chami Tveria is told eschama, right? Says Rabbi Yossi, wrong. It's not the told eschama. Really, it's told us or the chalfi apischa de gehenim. Either way, the Gemara brought parenthetically this story. We're not even sure 100% why the Gemara brought the story, but the Gemara brought the story with the Anshei Tveria to tell us this halacha. Says the Gemara. So what did the Chachamim tell the Anshei Tveria? That the water that you heated, even though you ran the pipe before Shabbos, being that it became hot on Shabbos, we look at it as water that was heated on Shabbos, water that was heated on Yontif. What's the halacha with water that was heated on Shabbos? No rechitza, no shtir. What's the halacha with water that was heated on Yontif? No rechitza, yashtir. It says, well, my rechitza. What does rechitza mean? Ilem rechitza is called guf. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to bathe in it. You can't sit in it as a bath. Ela chamet shulchem b'Shabbos u'dasruna chamet shulchem erev Shabbos mitarim. It sounds like then from the Mishnah, water that was heated on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe with on Shabbos. But water that was heated on erev Shabbos, maybe you're allowed to be with on Shabbos. But the Gemara says we know that's not true. But tanya b'nunt in a brayso chamet shulchem b'erev Shabbos, water that was heated before Shabbos, the macha roiches pani al v'rak. If you want to wash your face, your hands, and your feet, that you're allowed to do. Avalei kol gufay, but you're not allowed to wash your entire body. So you see, you can't wash your entire body even in water that was heated before Shabbos. So the Chum told the Anshei Tveria, oh, this is like water that was heated on Shabbos. No bath. What do you mean? No bath. Even if it would have been heated Erev Shabbos, there would have been no bath. Says Ella, what does it probably mean, the Mishnah? They were telling him was it's treated like meaning pun of Yadavarak, that you're not even allowed to use it to wash your hands, your feet, your legs, not your entire body. Why not? Because it's chamin shulcham u'b'Shabbos. Now, that would be mutter if the water was heated before Shabbos. If you have water that was heated before Shabbos, you're allowed to use it to just rinse yourself off a little bit. You just can't bathe in it. So that must be what they told him. They must have said that we look at it as water that was heated on Shabbos. As a result, you can't wash pan of yad v'rak. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, eim seifa. Because you know what comes out then from the Mishnah? That you wouldn't be allowed to wash pan of yad v'raglav on yontif with water that was heated on Yontif. Because the Mishnah said that, what did the Chumim tell the Anshei Tveri regarding Yontif? But Yontif, Kecham and Shulchem, Yontif. We look at it as water that was heated on Yontif. Okay. Fasurim b'rechitza, no rechitza, umitarim b'shtia. Now, if you're telling me that rechitza means pan of yadav v'raglav, then essentially what they were telling him is you can't wash pan of yadav v'raglav with water that was heated on Yontif. Freit Gemara, le'mastam Tanan stomach, Bishamai. That's the case. Sounds like Bishamai. I mean, this is really a dispute between Bishamai and Bishamai. Now we're going to the Mishnah. Bishamai says, La'yachim adam chamad ragleven came ruin the shtiyah. A person not allowed to heat water to wash his feet on Yontif unless he's going to drink the water, or it's at least ro'i to drink. Ubisil matirin. Beisil says it's mutter. Now, this is one of the most important machloikuses between Bishamai and Bishamai and Shas. And that is the gay hilchas Yontif. We know you're allowed to do malacha on Yontif only letzarech eichel nefesh. Ain bein Shabbos liyontif, eletzarech eichel nefesh bilvad. Stating that, there are malachas, if you think about, that you do on Yontif, that are not letzarech eichel nefesh. You carry your machzor to shul on Yontif, even if it's not letzarech eichel nefesh. Why are you allowed to do that? It's because Beis Hillel says that any malacha that you're allowed to do letzarech eichel nefesh, you're also allowed to do shaloi letzarech eichel nefesh. Mitoich shehut malacha letzarech eichel nefesh, hut malacha nami shaloi letzarech eichel nefesh. Beis Shammai argues. Beis Shammai says you don't say mitoich. Meaning, if somebody wants to heat up water on Yontif to cook, you're allowed to. What if I want to heat up water to bathe? Would that be mutter or aser? According to Beis Hillel, it would be mutter. According to Beis Shammai, it would be aser. Now, by the way, if according to Beis Hillel, it would be mutter to heat up water to bathe, because mitoich hutru malacha letzarech hutru nami shaloi letzarech. So, if that's the case, you should be able to heat water on Yontif and just sit in a bath. Stating that the halacha is you're not allowed to. Now, taking showers on Yontif is above my pay grade, but just the basic halacha is that it's an issue. Why is it an issue? What's the problem? You're heating up water. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to heat up water to make a coffee. So why can't I heat up water to take a shower? So it's based on another very important halacha, Masechtas Beya 101, Hilchas Yontif 101, and that is the only time you say mitoich is if the malacha that you're doing is shove l'chol nefesh. So if this is something everybody would do, you could do it. But if you have a malacha that's not shove l'chol nefesh, you're not allowed to. Once upon a time, to bathe your entire body, to take a shower, was not shavu l'chol nefesh. And that's why Medina de Gemara, it's not pasha to take a shower on Yontif. Of course, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Again, how that relates to nowadays, ask your local rabbi. But in terms of the basic halacha, to wash pun of Yadav Aragla was considered shavu l'chol nefesh. To wash your entire body was an issue of shavu l'chol nefesh. There's many different halachas where over the years there were tumul. Smoking, once upon a time, was discussed by the G'dayim whether it was considered shavu l'chol nefesh. V'advarim atikin ve'inkam mekoyvay. But the point is this. Could a person heat up water on Yontif to bathe? So if you want to bathe your entire body, the answer is no. Even according to Beisul, that holds mitoich, but it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. But if you're doing it for pun of Yadav Aragla, according to Beisul, yeah, according to Beishamai, no. Now, if when the Mishnah says Rechitza, what it's referring to is pun of Yadav Aragla, and the Mishnah says, that chamet shehucham ubi Yontif, aser b'rechitza, and what does Rechitza mean? We proved from the first part of the Mishnah. It means pun of Yadav Aragla. Then it comes out that the Mishnah holds you're not allowed to use water to bathe pun of Yadav Aglav who was heated on Yontif. So the Gemara says that's Beis Shammai. So is the Stam Mishnah over here like Beis Shammai? Amar Rav Ika Bar Chanina. So Rav Ika and I said no way, that can't be right. The Mishnah can't be Beis Shammai. So what's going on over here? How do you understand the Mishnah when this Mishnah says Chama told Anshe Tver you can't bathe with the water if it was heated on Shabbos? It was heated on Yontif. Manavshach. If it was heated on Shabbos. Meaning, if you want to bathe your entire body, then why they tell him that it's Chamet Shulchamu B'Shabbos, therefore you can't bathe your entire body. Even if it was Chamet Shulchamu B'Erev Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to bathe your entire body. And if we were discussing Pana Yadav Araglov, then why was it a problem on Yontif? Elamai B'Shamai, can't be B'Shamai. So the Gemara says you have to say that when the Mishnah said that Chum told Anshe Tver you can't bathe, or no Rechitza, they didn't mean bathing as in going into a swimming pool. They didn't mean just washing pun of Yadav Aragla, they meant something in between. So what could be in between jumping into the water and just washing pun of Yadav Aragla, taking a shower? That's what's in between. They were talking about something in between. Taking water, pouring it over your entire group, but not immersing in the water like in a mikvah, but rather pouring the water on top of you. It says the Gemara v'hai tanu, and the Mishnah is going to the following tanu. Which tanu? Tanu relating to the price. Now the Mishnah is talking specifically about Shabbos. The Mishnah is also talking about water that was heated before Shabbos. Rav Meir says that if you heated up water before Shabbos, the halacha is lo yishtatef adam kol gufay. Whether it's hot water or cold water, it doesn't matter. Shimon matter. Shimon says it's always mutter. Chamin's mutter, tzoyin's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda said it depends. Bechamin aser. If it's hot water, it's going to be aser. Bitzoinen, if however it's cold water, then mutter, it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, you know who we're going according to. We're going according to Reb Shimon. Where Reb Shimon says that if the water was heated before Shabbos, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. If it was heated on Shabbos, however, then you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. The same is true on Yontif. If it was heated on Yontif, you're not allowed to use it on Yontif either. Why? What happened to Mitoich? Because, again, being that you're bathing your whole body, it's not considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh. That's what the Mishnah said. They told the Anshei Tver, this water is going to be usher to pour on top of you and to take a shower with. Why? Because it was heated on Shabbos. Because it had to be heated before Shabbos, Rav Shimon matter. And the halach is like Rav Shimon. Amar Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Machloikis bekeli. The machloikis is if the water was inside a keli. Meaning this machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, if you're allowed to take a shower, so in the olden days, they didn't have showers with plumbing the way we have, you'd take water and you'd somehow dump it on you. So if the water's in a keli, that's where it's an issue. If it's in a karka, everybody agrees that it's going to be mutter. Is that true? Which we just established was discussing showers. And the karka have, it was in the karka, Vasu Rabban, and still the Chum said it's a problem. You have to say it like this. Machloikis, Machloikis is when the water is coming from the ground. Just like you see from the Anshei Tver, it was a problem. That's where the Machloikis was. Avel Bekli, if it was inside a Keli, everyone's going to agree it's Aser. The reason it's Aser if it's in a Keli is because being that it's only Mutter if you heated it before Shabbos, but if you heated it on Shabbos, it's going to be Aser. So in a keli, it looks a little like it was just heated. It's in a keli, it looks like you just heated it. It says gzeira, bottom line is because of gzeira, that's why it's an issue. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. As it relates to that, machloik is, are you allowed to take a shower on Shabbos with water that was heated before Shabbos? Rab Meir says never, Rab Shimon said always, Rabbi Yehuda said it depends. Hot water, no. Cool water, yeah. So Rabbi Chana said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Allah Chazak Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi Chana. Let me ask you. Beferish Mi'alach? I'm Bichlal Shmech. Did you hear Rabbi Yochanan say Meforish? Or you're inferring it from something that he said? Says the Gemara, my Klala, what do you mean when you say, what do you mean? The Amr Rab Tanchon or Rabbi Yochanan? He says, maybe you mean this. Because I know Rab Tanchon said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Who said the name Rabbi Yana? Call Malkum Shah Atamoyt Shnei Mechalukim. Anytime you have a Machloitis, Echamachria, and then there's a compromise. So one person says always also, one person says always mut, and the other person says sometimes. Halach Divir Machria. machriya. The halacha is always like the machriya. Chutz, one exception. Now, this exception is a very obscure halacha, but it's a halacha we learned together not very long ago. Chutz mikulei matlonias, with the exception of shmatas. In that case, Rabbi Lezer was very machmer. Rabbi Shua was very makel. Rabbi Akiva machriya. Rabbi Akiva was machriya, but in Allah, he didn't machriya. But the Allah is like the machriya. What was the case? The case is that usually a beggar becomes tummy, or it's mekabel tumah if it's three etzbayis by three etzbayis. But shmatas, being that they're used for such lowly reasons, so the Allah is that it's not enough if it's gimel etzbayis or gimel etzbayis. It has to be three tfachim. By three tefachim. Machloikis was, what if you had a shmata and you decided to use it for something chashav, but you didn't do a real special act to show that you're going to use it for something chashav. You did something like in between, meaning you didn't throw it in the garbage, which makes it look like you're for sure not using it for something chashav. You also didn't put it in your safe, which makes it look like, are you really going to use the shmata for something special? But what you did is you hung it on a hook, you put it achiri adelis. Rabbi Eliezer said, that's enough for now, it's makabel tumik three etzbayis by three etzbayis. Rabbi Shua said, no, it's not makabel. Rabbi Akiva said, it depends, the difference between behind the door and the hook. Over there, Rabbi Akiva was the machriya, and Rabbi Tanchon said, I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Yan. Every single time there's a machriya, the halacha is like the machriya, with the exception of this case. The halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, it's other Rabbi Eliezer, other Rabbi Yeshua, probably Rabbi Yeshua, but not Rabbi Akiva. Why? Chodad Rabbi Akiva Talmud. Number one, because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer, Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha can't be like the Talmud, but Makam the Rebbe. Chodad Rabbi Akiva Legabe, because if you remember, Perik, remember, Rabbi Akiva ended up being Chayzer in that Gemara. Sabine, Rabbi Akiva was Chayzer, so the whole Rabbi Akiva sheet is a moot point. Who was he Chayzer to? To the Rabbi Yeshua. Bottom line is, so this is what Rav Yosef wanted to know. Rav Yosef asked Rabbi Chana, when you're saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, did you hear him say the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda in this case? Or are you basing it on something else? What's something else? The Rabbi Yochanan said the Allah is always like the Machriya with one exception. This is not that exception. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda is the Machriya. Right? Rabbi Meir said it's always a problem. Rabbi Shimon said it's always good. Rabbi Yehuda was Machriya. So why are you passing it to Rabbi Yehuda? Because you heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Did you hear it mefeirish? Or you're being medayikin? It's afraid the Gemara. V'im mechlala. So what? Mai? Let's say he is being medayikin. It's a good deed. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is always like the machriya with the one exception. This is not the exception. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. Because dumahani mili b'masnisin. Maybe this is only true by a mishnah. Avo b'braisa. But in a case where you have a braisa loy, maybe over there that's not the halacha. And being that this is a braisa, maybe Rabbi Yochanan's rule was discussing mishnayas. Maybe it wasn't discussing braises. I'm lying. I'm a Rabbi Chana told Rabbi Yosef, I know Beferish Shmili. I heard it Beferish that this is a moot point. He said Halacha Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do with his rule that Halacha Kedivrei Hamachriya Exhale. So just two Ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So we saw in the first part of the daf a major discussion. If somebody cooks, albeit in an unconventional way, he cooks betol desar, betol deschama. He cooks in the chama itself. What's the halacha? Is it considered bishul, or is it not considered bishul? The Gemara said betol desar kuli amalei pligi. It's considered bishul. Bechama kuli amalei pligi. It's not considered bishul. Ki pligi. When is there machlokes? If you cook betol deschama. The Chachamim said, "We're goyz a tol deschama atu tol desar." Rabbi Yosi said, "Loy gazrin a tol deschama atu tol desar." But one thing was for sure: if somebody cooks in the sun, it's such a hot day, kachoy mayim, that you can literally cook an egg. If you do that on Shabbos, shari, it's going to be mutter. So why is it mutter? So Rashi says, on Daftam B'Tesam et Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel, the shari, about 8 lines from the top. The reason it's mutter is, De'ein derech bishuloi bekach. The reason is because that's not derech bishul. I mean that's not derech bishul, memela, it's not going to be aser. Meaning, the only time it's aser to be mevashel on Shabbos is if you cook derech bishul. But if you cook in a way that's not considered derech bishul, the halach is, it's not going to be a problem. Now, first glance, you read this Rashi, it would seem, the Pshat of Rashi is because there's a halach in Hilchos Shabbos that meleches machsheves asr Torah. Meaning, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the 39 melaches. It doesn't say you're not allowed to be zayrei and chayrish and kaitzer. What it says is leisasa kol melacha. It's juxtaposed with the meleches haMishkan. And Chazal said that anything that was considered a melacha cheshuva by the Mishkan is considered a malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But if it wasn't a malacha cheshuva by the Mishkan, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. In the Mishkan, there was Zerah, they were Chayrish, they were Kaitzer, etc., 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 up until Haitzah, the 39th malacha. They did that all in the Mishkan, as a result, it's going to be us. But Chazal said that being that the source of the Lametes malachis is Malachis HaMishkan, we learned that the only time it's Aser is if you do it in a way where it's Dumya the Malachis HaMishkan. It mirrors, it parallels on some level the Malachis HaMishkan. The Malachis HaMishkan was all Malachis Machshav. Shabbos. Melachos were done kedarkon. They were done with artisans and professionals. Ma'ase choishev. It was done in the shenst and the best way. The most skilled artisans were the ones that worked on building the Mishkan. So they didn't do it shaloi kedarkon. They did it kedarkon. And as a result, only if it's kedarkon will it be a problem. The problem with learning Pshat and Rashi like that, which would seem so obvious, is because this halacha of mevashel b'chama you find in other areas of halacha as well. It says in the Torah, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imay. It says it three times. And we learn from there, you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalev, you're not allowed to have hanah from basa b'chalev, and certainly lo sevashel. You're not allowed to cook basa b'chalev. What would be if somebody would cook basa b'chalev in the sun? Would it be us or would it be mutter? The halacha is it would be mutter. There's no issa to cook basa v'chalav in the sun. I'll give you a better one. You weren't allowed to cook the carbon Pesach. It says in the Torah, al toichla mimenu na u'basham avosh mamay. You weren't allowed to cook the carbon Pesach. What if someone cooked the carbon Pesach in the chama? You cooked it in the sun. The halacha is, if somebody cooks the carbon Pesach in the sun, no worries. It's mutter. Why? It's all the same halacha. Because of this Gemara Shabbos Lamed Tazam and Aleph. It's because Bechama Kuli Amalei Pligi Demutter. Now, if the reason Bechama Kuli Amalei Pligi Demutter is because it's a special halacha in Ilcha Shabbos, then Melechas Mach Shabbos Asur Tayyas Bidumi the Melechas Amishkan. What does it have to do with Basa V'Cholav? What does it have to do with Yerideh Asim and Pei Zayin? What does it have to do with Mesechtes Psochim and Hilchas Pesach? It's a halacha that's unique to Ilcha Shabbos. Hello, man. It's Mavur that it's not a halacha in Ilcha Shabbos. Rather, when Rashi said the ain derech bishulei bekach, when you're cooking the chama, Rashi was saying this, as a result, it's not called bishul. And if it's not called bishul, you're not mevashel. If you're not mevashel, you're not over the melacha. If you're not mevashel, there's no problem of lois mevashel chli b'chalev imay. If it's not bishul, there's no problem. Bashem v'shem mevayim. There's no problem of cooking the korban pesach that way either. The question is, what's the makar to this? What does that mean? How does Rashi know that if you cook something in a way that's not derech bishul, that somehow that's not considered bishul? And even though it says in the Torah, thou shalt not cook meat and milk together, but oh, you did it in the chama, you did it in an unconventional way, it's not going to be a problem. Meaning, just because it's unconventional, that somehow becomes mutter. So there's very important yesod, the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkam Damoy, says in his Kovet Shirum HaMesechtes Psachim, it's ois tzadik vav. He's talking about something else, but he says as follows, one line, zeu klal gadol. This is a klal gadol. Ki kol dinei ha-Torah lo nemru rak b'kedarkon. Any single time the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, what the Torah meant was you're not allowed to do it kedarkon. But if you do it shaloi kedarkon, then it's not going to be a problem. Says Rabbi Chanan, u'mishum hachi, it's for that reason, ha'oichal shaloi kedarkon achila pater. Somebody eats shaloi kedarkon achila pater. If someone does a mitzvah, he eats matzah b'leil seder, but he eats it shaloi kedarkon achila, loy kayim ha-mitzvah, k'moy shemavur b'mishlo melech, perichei mihilchus yisoy de ha-Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan, v'chein b'yisurei melacha, im asan shaloi kedarkon Potter. There too you're going to be Potter. It's true for every single malacha. Because here's the rule. Says Rabbi Chaman, Zeu klal gadol. Ki kol dinei ha-Torah le-nemu rak b'kedarkon v'loi shakaloi kedarkon. Anytime you do anything the Torah says, thou shalt not do shaloi kedarkon. That's what Rabbi Chaman says. The Gemara needs to bring a makar that a bia shaloi kedarkon is a problem with an erva. What do you need a makar for it for? Because anything is assumed to be mutter if you do it shaloi kederech. You're innocent until proven guilty. That's the way it works. Anything shaloi kederech is mutter. So says Rabbi Chanan that the reason if you do a malacha on Shabbos, shaloi kederech, the halacha is, it's not a problem, it's not an issa d'oraisa, it's not because of dumi the malachas ha-mishkan, it's related to a klal gadol, ki kol dinei ha-Torah le-nemu rak b'kedarkon, v'loi shakaloi kedarkon. Either way, when Rashi says that the reason I'm a vashel b'chama shari is de'ein derech b'shulei b'kach, you know why? You know what pshat is? Ein derech b'shulei b'kach is like saying, I ate it shaloi kederech achila, or I benefited it from it shaloi kederech hana. And just like we know from Gan Shas, achila shaloi kederech achila is not called achila, and hana shaloi kederech hana is not considered hana, so to bishul shaloi kederech bishul is not going to be bishul. With that hanacha, and with this backdrop, with an understanding of Rashi, that ein derech b'shulei b'kach, anytime you do something, shaloi kederech, it's not considered a malacha. I'll tell you a ha'orin eflah that I saw in the hakdama to the sefer Heir Yosef. It's a kasha that he asked Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And the background is as follows. In the parish of the Mon, in parashas Beshalach, so Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that the Mon that they received on Friday, on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, if they wanted to cook it or if they wanted to bake it, you have to make sure that you cook it and you bake it on Shabbos. He came to him and he told him, Esasher, Toifu, Eifu, Veisasher, Tevashlu, Bashelu, you have to do it today. You know why? Because Machar is Shabbos Kodesh Mashiach. Tomorrow is Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you can't cook the man. On Shabbos, you can't bake the man. Bini, you can't cook the man. You can't bake the man on Shabbos. He said, if you want to cook the man, bake the man, you're going to have to do it on Shabbos. If you remember the context, we spoke about this in the beginning of the Masechta. Moshe Rabbeinu never told the Yidden that they were going to get Pishnayim. They were going to get Lechem Mishnah on Erev Shabbos. He wanted the Yidden to experience the Bracha of Shabbos, come running to them, and then he was going to tell them. So they, it's Erev Shabbos. Vahiba Yemashishi, Lachdu Lechem Mishnah. And they came running to Moshe and says, what's going on over here? Every day we got one. All of a sudden now we got double. Why did we get double? And on Shabbos is not going to be month. And then he told him, whatever you want to pay, you have to do it today. Why? Because tomorrow is Shabbos. On Shabbos you can't cook. On Shabbos you can't bake. So whatever you're going to do, you're going to do today. The Chidah, in one of his svarim, asks a bombakasha. He doesn't even have an answer. He asks a bombakasha. And in fact, it's more of an observation than it is a question. In Parshas Ba'aloyscha, the other Parshas Haman, so everyone knows the Parshas Haman that you say on Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach. That's the skula, that's the Parshas Haman, that's the 16th parak of Sefer Shmos, it's Parshas B'Shalach. But there's another Parshas Haman. The other Parshas Haman is in Parshas Ba'aloyscha, and there too, there's many psukim that talk about the man. And the pasuk says as follows, Shatu ha'am v'lachtu. The Yidden went out, and they gathered the man. V'tachanu be'rechayim, and they put it in the rechayim. O'idacha v'medoicha, they pressed it. U'bishlu, and they cooked it. Ba'parur. Also, I say, Ugais Fahayas Tamay Kitam Lashad Hashem. Pasuk says they went and they cooked and they pressed and they pressed with the whole kitchen and they were busy preparing the man. Says Rashi, even though the simple reading of the pasuk sounds like they worked the kitchen with the man, we know that's not what happened. The man never went into a rechayim. It never went into a pot. It was never in a mortar and a pestle. This was all based on a person's machshava. If you wanted it to taste cooked, it tastes cooked. If you wanted it to taste as if you pressed it, it tastes pressed. You wanted it to taste baked, it tastes baked. This pasuk over here that says, Shatu am v'loktu v'tochnu b'rechayim. O'idacha b'mtoicha u'bishlu b'par v'asa y'su'ugais. This is all, figuratively speaking, this is all what they did in their machshava. This is all hirur. Because physically, never went into a pot. What they would do was a kitchen. They were cooking the man. No one ever cooked the man. We know it tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. This whole thing all happened in machshava. Freik de chidah. If that's the case, what's going on? What was the problem? Why couldn't they do this on Shabbos? On Shabbos, they couldn't be maharur. They couldn't have a machshava that it should taste cooked. Bishlam, if they physically cooked it, so I understand you can't cook on Shabbos. One of the lametes malachas. But Rashi was megalitos in Parshas Ba'aloyscha. Lo yored berichayim. Never went into a pot. If it never went into a pot, it was never really cooked. If it was never really cooked, why couldn't you do it on Shabbos? Says the Chidah, I don't know. The bottom line is, Dosh state, that it was usur to cook the man, even though it never physically went into a pot, even though the whole story was happening, b'machshavos. I'll tell you two ha'aris. First, one ha'ara, and then we'll get to the ha'ara in the Sefer Ha'ir Yosef. The first ha'ara is, it's Yodua, that the Rogach of a Goyen cleared a shayla. He said, what would be if somebody was eating the man? We know the man tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like, right? So whatever you wanted the man to taste like, that's what it tasted like. So the Ragach of a guy said, what if somebody was eating the man and he had in mind that it should taste like basa v'chalav? And then he ate it. Was he over the issa basa v'chalav? Does he get malchus now for eating basa v'chalav or not? What if he had in mind it should taste like chazer? So he's eating the man and he had a machshava that he wants it to taste like chazer. So was he over the issa chazer now if he ate it? Or was he not over the issa chazer when he ate it? So says the Ragach of a guy, what's the shayla? The shayla is like this. When you had in mind that the man should taste like chicken, did it become chicken? You wanted it to taste like a prime rib. It became a prime rib? Is that what happened? It physically became what you wanted it to be? Or it just tasted like it? It didn't change. The metzias was whatever it was. It's a question of the tam. The hoysa tamoy. It was all a question of what it tasted like. Kitam v'shad ha'shomen. But physically nothing changed, says the Ragach of a Goyen. If it became chicken, if it became meat, if it became potatoes, if it became a salad, whatever you wanted it to become, so then it became chazer if you had in mind that it should be chazer. It became a basa v'chal if you had in mind that it should be basa v'chal. So then if you eat it, l'chayri, you should be chayim malchus. But if it was a question of taste, and it was what it was, whatever the metzias of the man was, that's what it was. The Gemara talks about it in Yuma Daf Ayin Hey Ayin Shav. That's what it was. It physically never changed. It's just what it tasted like. Oh, so if someone had in mind that it should taste like chazer and then he eats it. So what's the worst thing he did?
He ate something that tastes like chazer. Says the Rogers of a Goyim, we know that's not a problem. That's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world for Isser, Hashem created for Heter also. In fact, the Gemara says, if you want to know what chazer tastes like, there's a certain fish, I think it's called the Shibuto. He says, go catch it, eat it, you'll know exactly what chazer tastes like. Right, the Gemara says that Yauta, Ishes Rav Nachman, once had a whole conversation with her husband about this. Right, I want to know what Basa V'Chalav tastes like. It chal. The chal is the udder of the cow. It has milk in it and there's basa. So that tastes like basa v'chal. The point is, every dvar iser has in it a dvar heter as well. So you can't tell me that it's going to be aser. What do you, why would it be aser? Because it tastes like iser? You see, the Gemara says that anything that tastes won't be a problem. So either way, so the Rogan Chavah Goyin said, that would be the nafkamina. Did it physically change or did it not physically change? So I always thought this chidah is a raya berura to one side in the Rogan Chavah Goyin shaila. Because what's the shaila? I don't understand. With the chidah was my chiyach from Parshas B'Shalach and from Parshas B'Haloischa that it was usher to cook the man on Shabbos. Now, the Chidah says, no one ever cooked the man. Rashi says it was Loyara the Kedera. Elamai, you weren't even allowed to think that it should be cooked. Now, Bishlam, if it physically cooked, I understand. You physically cooked it, Ayyidei Machshava. So it's a Chiddish that it was Ayyidei Machshava. Okay, so you can live with such a Chiddish. But it, at least it makes sense. There's a Mahalach. The Mahalach is that you had a Machshava that it should taste cooked, and now you went ahead and you cooked it Ayyidei Machshava. But if it never cooked, it was all the time. What's hot is with Bishl? Bishl's the Pshat, I cooked it. You didn't cook anything, it just tasted cooked. So what's the difference if you had a mind it should taste cooked, you had a mind it should taste raw? That's Bishl? Making something taste cooked is Bishl? So like the Rogan Chavah Goyin said, that when a person had a mind that the man should taste like basa v'chalav or it should taste like chazer, and if he ate it, it would be over. Why? Because it physically changed. So you see that the machshava created a physical chemical reaction. Oh, if that's the case, so maybe it should be a problem if you had a mind it should be cooked, because physically you would just mavashal it. But if it was a question of time, and that's why in the case of basa v'chalav, in the case of chazer wasn't going to be an issue, then l'chura, this shouldn't be an issue either. Either way, that's just a side ha'ara. But the Heir Yosef, was written by a Goyen, Rabbi Yosef Lawrence. He was the son of Rabbi Shlomo Lawrence, the famous Askin in Eretz Yisrael. So he wrote a sefer, many svarim, Heir Yosef, a lot on Hilchah Shabbos, and it's lumdis and super lumdis. It's actually written on Rabbi Kiva Eger. So it's written, the backdrop is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashes, and he talks through Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashes, answers a few. But the bottom line is, it's a tremendous sefer that's using yeshiva. But in his akdamah that Heir Yosef, he brings that he once asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky many shilas. He was going through the sefer, the sugyas of the Lamed Tes Melachos, that's the volume that this question is in. In the volume of the Lamed Tes Melachos, and he said he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky a Bamakasha. He said that the Chidah said this Chiddush, which is really Mavura, as we said in Rashi and in the Pesukim, that if someone had in mind that the man should taste cooked on Shabbos, he was Chayev Mishum Bishol. So he asked him, I don't understand, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hamavashal Bechama, the halacha is, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the only time you chayev is if it was or. Or if it was told us or. If it's not or, if it's not told us or, you're not going to be chayev. Told us chamed is a gzeirah derabbanon. Gzeirah happened years later. But that's a gzeirah derabbanon that maybe would be a problem. The chamed itself is mutter. The only time it's a problem is if you're mevashel in fire. If you're not mevashel in fire, you're not going to be chayev. So he asked Rabbi Yosef Lawrence, Rabbi Chaim. He says, I understand that Chigot can tell me all the lumdis in the world why it's called bishel. You'll take on whichever side in the rug of going you want to take on. But at the end of the day, why is this better than Mevashel Bechama? And if Mevashel Bechama is Mevur in the Gemara's Mutter, how could this be better than Mevashel Bechama? That's the question that he asked the Gadol Hadar. And Reb Chaim told him it's a Mefurish Rashi. Because Rashi says, the why is a Mevashel Bechama Mutter? The Ein Derech Bishulei V'kach. It's because it's not Derech Bishul. We were just Mevai with Rabbi Chanan's Hezber, Oy Sadik Vav and Mesachtes Psochem, because it's a cloud God of B'chol Dinei Torah. That the only time you chai is if you do the Malacha Kederech. If you don't do the Malacha Yimri Mutter. So Rabbi Chaim said, today, to go ahead and cook in B'machshava, Yibi-Jibi, that's Shalai Kederech. But when the Yidu were in the Maha and they didn't have kitchens, this was the Mahalach and Amad. You know, you cook the man, Ayidei Machshava. So he said, if that's the case, it's not a problem. Ain't Derech Bishul. He said, it's good rain, and etc., etc. But at the end of the day, Reb Chaim said, it's enough in the Rashi. Rashi says, "Als ein derech bishul b'kach." So you have to look at the time and the ace and the zman. There's a tshuva for Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe was asked about microwaves. If a microwave is considered bishul, so Pashas, a microwave is not told azar. So if it's not told azar, it shouldn't be a problem. And there shouldn't be maybe an issa deraisa, maybe not even an issa derabbanan to be mevashel in a microwave on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe told him it's a mistake because Rashi says that the reason bishul is the chamas mutter is the ein derech bishulei bekach. He says you have to look at every door, you have to look at every tkufa, and you have to ask yourself, what's derech bishul, what's not derech bishul? Rav Moshe said, if people use microwaves to heat up food, and it is derech bishul. You're right, in the times of the Gemara, no microwaves. The Gemara didn't talk about it. The Gemara talked about or, and the Gemara talked about, now you have things where chemically, with metals and zachen, you have a way to heat food in some other way, so that could be derech bishul. If it's derech bishul, it's going to be usher, it's going to be usher medeiraisa. Just like being mahara that the mon should taste mevushel, in the times that the Yidden were in the Midbar was considered bishul, so too, a microwave, either way. This is the first aura. We didn't have time for the second aura. We'll get to the second aura, Metzah Shem, tomorrow.